The Lottery Winner's Lesson. Once upon a time, there was a man named Tom who lived in a small town. Tom was a friendly, kind, and hard-working person. He worked in a local shop, and everyone in the town liked him. Tom had many friends, and he often spent time with them. He was happy with his simple life, but he always dreamed of winning the lottery one day. The big win. One day, everything changed for Tom. He bought a lottery ticket as he did every week, hoping for a little luck. That evening, he sat in front of the TV to check the winning numbers. To his surprise, his ticket had all the numbers. Tom couldn't believe it. He had won the big prize. He was now a millionaire. At first, Tom was in shock. He looked at the ticket again and again, trying to make sure it was real. "I did it. I really won the lottery," he shouted. Tom was so excited and called his best friend Jack to tell him the news. "Jack, you won't believe this. I won the lottery. I'm rich now," Tom said with joy. Jack was happy for him and said, "That's amazing, Tom. I'm so glad for you. Let's celebrate together." Tom's friends and family were happy for him too. Everyone congratulated him, and Tom felt like he was the luckiest man in the world. The change. In the first few weeks, Tom was very generous. He bought gifts for his family and friends. He took them to fancy dinners and gave them expensive presents. But soon, Tom started to change. He didn't go to the shop anymore, and he stopped seeing his old friends. Instead, Tom started making new friends who were rich and famous. He thought they were better than his old friends because they had a lot of money. Tom began to look down on his old friends and family. He thought, "They are poor. They don't understand what it's like to be rich like me." When his best friend Jack invited him to a small birthday party, Tom said, "No, I'm too busy. I have important things to do." He didn't want to go to simple parties anymore. He only wanted to be with rich people. The fake friends. Tom's new friends were very different. They only liked Tom because of his money. They always wanted to go to expensive places and asked Tom to pay for everything. Tom thought they were his real friends, but they only stayed with him because he was rich. One day, Tom's cousin Sarah needed help. Her car broke down, and she asked Tom for a small loan to fix it. Tom refused and said, "Why should I help you? You are just trying to use my money." Sarah was very sad and said, "Tom, I am your family. I would help you if you needed it." But Tom didn't listen. Tom's old friends and family started to notice that he was different. He was not the kind and friendly Tom they once knew. He became selfish and rude. He didn't visit his family anymore, and he stopped calling his friends. They felt hurt and left out, so they stopped trying to talk to him. Alone at the top. As time went on, Tom had more money than ever, but he felt something was wrong. He noticed that his new friends were not real friends. They only called him when they wanted to go to an expensive restaurant or needed money. If Tom didn't pay, they didn't want to spend time with him. One day, Tom invited his new friends to a big party at his house. He spent a lot of money on food, drinks, and decorations. But when Tom had a problem with his business and needed help, his new friends didn't answer his calls. They didn't care about him, they only cared about his money. Tom sat alone in his big empty house. He looked around and felt very sad. "I have everything I ever wanted," he thought, "but I have no one to share it with." He realized that he had pushed away all the people who truly cared about him, his real friends and his loving family. Learning the hard way. One cold winter night, Tom felt very lonely. He decided to take a walk around the town. He passed by the small shop where he used to work. He saw his old friends inside laughing and talking. They looked happy together. Tom felt a pang of sadness. He realized that he missed his old life. Tom went inside the shop and saw Jack. Jack looked surprised to see him. "Tom, what are you doing here?" Jack asked. Tom took a deep breath and said, "Jack, I made a big mistake. I pushed everyone away. I thought money would make me happy, but it didn't. I lost my real friends and my family because of my selfishness. I'm so sorry." Jack looked at Tom for a moment and then gave him a hug. "Tom, we all make mistakes. It's good that you realized it. We missed you too," Jack said with a kind smile. A new beginning. Tom decided to change his life. he started spending time with his old friends again. He visited his family and apologized to them. He realized that true happiness doesn't come from money, but from the love and support of real friends and family. Tom donated a lot of his money to help people in need. He started a charity in the town to help families with food and clothes. He also opened a small bakery with his cousin Sarah. They worked together and had fun like they used to. Tom felt happier than ever. He understood that having good people in your life is worth more than all the money in the world. He learned that real friends stay with you in good times and bad times. They don't care about your money, they care about your heart. The real treasure. Tom's story became famous in the town. People talked about how he had changed and learned an important lesson. They said Tom found the real treasure not in money, but in true friendship and love. Tom was no longer alone. He had his friends and family back, and he never took them for granted again. Every time he felt sad or lonely, he remembered what he had learned. Love, kindness, and real friendship are the most valuable things in life. And so, Tom lived happily ever after, surrounded by the people who truly loved him, not for his money, but for who he was.